This is the Mutual Audio Network. Shut up and listen.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
This episode of Bells in the Bat Free was originally released August 23rd, 2009.
Welcome. This is Alexa Chipman of BrokenSea.com's Maudlin, and you're listening to Bells in the Bat Free as they count down to show number 100. I just wanted to say how excited I am about the change in format.
I'm not changing
to a literature discussion podcast.
What?
Might I suggest you begin with War and Peace, going line by line? That would be so excessively diverting. Cheerio!
Cheap for morning, a breakfast cereal, Mr. Bell?
Shh, quiet, Arnie. It's time for my big announcement.
All right, everybody. Please be seated. Thank you. Sit down. Thank you. I've called the employees of the vast Bells in the Bat Free Empire here for a special announcement.
Miss Schmackelheimer's not here.
She's at the front desk. I'll be filling her in about what we talk about later.
What are we talking about later?
No. I mean, later I'll talk to her about what we're talking about now.
So later you're going to talk to her about us talking about talking to her now? Later?
Yes, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
You all may remember our last group camping trip. Yeah, I know. Okay, please, calm down. We've come up with a new group vacation idea for this year. And here's Brad, who's in charge of the arrangements.
Yeah.
Brad.
Hi, everybody. How you doing? Y'all raring to go on vacation? Yeah, so am I. Okay, this year, instead of a camping trip, who brought the tomatoes? Come on, knock it off. We're not going camping this year.
All right, then. We are taking a cruise. Yeah, okay, an ocean cruise. And for those of you unattached, it's a romantic ocean cruise. Oh. Okay, so, let's hear it. Huh?
Thank you, Brad. Thank you. Excellent presentation. Wasn't that excellent? The fact that Brad is still breathing shows that was an excellent presentation. Okay, everybody, we board the ship tomorrow morning. So everybody be packed and ready to go. See you then.
Miss Schmackelheimer.
This is Miss Schmackelheimer, Miss Sadie Schmackelheimer.
Yes, I've got some great news for you, Miss Schmackelheimer.
Uh-huh, and that would be what?
We, the Bat Free, are taking our big summer vacation.
Well, have a lovely time, and I'm sure I'll miss you. Where are you going?
No. When I say we are going, I mean we are going.
You're speaking in the royal we, right? Yes, I'm sure.
No.
No?
You are coming with us for our big vacation.
No, see, I don't think so. I'm pretty sure that's not in my contract. I mean, can you show that to me where it's in my contract? I'm pretty sure that you can't, because I'm sure that it's not in my job description to tag along with you on these madcap adventures that always end in tears. I mean, it just, we know someone will either be dead, blown up, or something horrible will happen. It's always a debacle. Well, you guys have a lovely time, and show me.
Miss Schmackelheimer,
uh-huh.
I am prepared this time.
Uh-huh.
Open your job description to Chapter 6.
Chapter 6, uh-huh.
Section 9.
Section 9, uh-huh.
Subsection 4.
Sub 4, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Paragraph 7.
1, 2, 6, 7, uh-huh.
And bullet point 39.
39, good God. Okay, let's see. No, not that page. Okay, 39. And, you know, I really need to get a good lawyer on retainer.
In the future, that would be a wise thing. But as for now, you're joining us on our big cruise, a very romantic ocean cruise.
Oh, romantic? Oh, well, I guess we could go, and Paolo and I will have a lovely time. We can sit by the pool and have people bring both of us drinks instead of Paolo bringing me drinks. And we can have pool boys use those big giant palm fronds and fan us both. It would be lovely. And I could have people put oil on my back. And is there something you want to say, Mr. Bell?
Yes, bullet point 40, employees only.
Uh-huh. So what's your point?
Well, the Bat-Free doesn't employ Paolo.
Of course the Bat-Free employs Paolo.
You employ Paolo.
Me. No. I employ Paolo.
No, it doesn't work that way. You can employ him, but I don't employ him, so only you can come along. No Paolo.
What do you mean, no Paolo? That's just inconceivable.
Well, you're just going to have to conceive it because we leave tomorrow morning.
What time tomorrow morning?
7 a.m. Goodbye. See you later, Ms. Schmackelheimer. I'll see you in the morning.
No. Come back here.
Bright and early. See you then.
No. Not only are you making me get up early, I can't take Paolo. No. Under no circumstances will this transpire. No.
Good morning, Ms. Schmackelheimer. I'm so glad you could join us here. Take the chains off her, boys.
The tranquilizer dart should be wearing off right about now.
Could someone please explain to me why I'm here?
Come over here, Ms. Schmackelheimer. Join the rest of the group.
Does anyone have coffee? A large mocha latte double thingy with full milk, please. None of that soy skim stuff.
All right, everybody. It's great to see you here, bright-tailed and bushy-eyed, first thing in the morning. How's everybody doing? That's excellent. All right, everybody, let's go around this corner and let's see the love ship.
Love. Corny and trite.
Where's that music coming from?
Come aboard. You're stuck here tonight. The love ship will be taking you for a ride. The love ship. Get those lifeboats over the side. Set a course for disaster, a romance that's on the rocks.
Ah, for crying out loud. Arnie, are you playing this?
Yes, Mr. Bell, on my mini micro music player with subwoofer.
Where did this awful music come from?
Well, it came from your mother, actually.
That doesn't sound like my mom.
No, that's you singing.
Me?
Yeah, she recorded this 20 years ago when you were taking a shower one time.
She recorded me singing in the shower?
Anybody want to hear it again?
No!
I don't think so.
Fair enough.
Oh, for crying out loud. Come on, everybody. Up the gangplank. Let's go. Come on. Move it along here.
Hi, Mr. Bell.
Well, what do you know? The kitty camper girl.
I got a name, you know. It's Beth.
Beth, yes, I know. Are you coming along on our trip?
I sure am.
Really? What a surprise.
Ever since you signed that contract saying that you are responsible for me, my parents said I could come.
I don't recall signing any...
Oh, boy, we're going to have fun.
Now, Beth, I do have one rule. You can't sell kitty camper cookies on this trip. We're all here to relax. We're not here to buy things. Is that okay?
Oh, I don't plan to. This is a vacation.
All right, then. All aboard.
Oh, boy.
Okay, everybody, move along. Let's get aboard here. Let's get up. Arnie, you didn't.
Gangway, everybody. Here they come.
Arnie, you brought the cowlets?
From episode 5.
Yeah, I know,
In case anybody wants to go back and listen to the origin of the cowlets.
Arnie, why did you...
Which was in episode 5.
Why did you bring the cowlets?
I had to, Mr. Bell.
You had to?
Well, they're the ship's entertainment.
Ship's entertainment.
Okay, girls, keep going to the upper deck. You have the royal suite. Keep going, girls. That's it. Yeah.
Who's next? Ah, Ms. Schmackelheimer, you're looking a little more awake now. Welcome aboard the ship.
This is the ship we're going on?
Yes, let's just keep...
It's a rust bucket. Look at all the rust all over the place. Look, the name of the ship is even peeling off. What does that even say?
Let's keep moving up the gang.
I think it's in Russian.
Plank, so everybody
Who ever heard of a Russian cruise ship?
Oh, boy.
This thing won't be sailing the high seas. It'll be wallowing in the waves. This is unheard of.
Ixnay on the allowing way.
Please, I wish Paolo were here. Paolo could soothe my fevered brow.
Right. Okay, who's next? Ah, it's Walt Snyder, our computer/internet guy. Walt, come on aboard.
In my stateroom, will there be Wi-Fi?
I don't know, Walt. Look at the beauty of the ocean.
Will there be Wi-Fi?
I don't know. Just ask the guy at the top of the gangplank.
Pardon me, sir. Is there going to be Wi-Fi available in my stateroom?
What? Wi-Fi? Yeah, there's a radio.
Keep moving, everybody. Keep moving. Ah, here's Perry Mason, the bat-free lawyer.
Say, you look like you need a lawyer. Let me find my business card here. It's down here in my shoe somewhere.
Perry,
Here you go.
Yeah.
This is my last one.
Yeah, well, Perry, just keep on going up the gangplank and meet the guy at the top there.
You might want to put up a sign on the deck here. Somebody could slip and fall, and then some unscrupulous lawyer could bring a lawsuit against you.
Unscrewed what?
Okay, I think we have just about everybody on board. Mr. Wizard, good to see you.
Hello, Mr. Bell. Oh, I think this boat is going to be an excellent opportunity to look at all the laws of physics that keep something of this size afloat. What is keeping this thing afloat?
And I think that's everybody. Is that everybody up there?
Yes!
So nobody's missing?
No!
Okay, let's get ready to cast off.
Mr. Bell, you almost left without me.
Oh, hi, Brad.
I mean, how could you forget me? My goodness. Hi, everybody!
Hi!
You almost forgot me, didn't you?
Yeah.
And that looks like it's everybody, so let's all get up on the deck. Gather together now. Gather together, everybody. Here comes the cruise director, the person in charge of the fun.
Welcome to the Love Ship. I'm your cruise director, Mimsy McCullough. The key player in making sure you have happy, happy memories while you're here. When I think of all the happy memories I have from working here, I'm tempted to jump off. What kind of a place would trap a bunch of people on some fancily decorated floating box, for Pete's sake?
That was inspiring. Thank you, Mimsy. Give you an idea what kind of fun we have to look forward to, gang.
Attention, all passengers. Attention. Is this thing on?
I have to push the button, sir.
I have to push the button. I'm pushing the button. Oh, okay. Attention, all passengers. This is your captain, Captain Feeder Fichas. We'll be starting out in just a few minutes on our way to Bermuda.
The Bahamas.
Bahamas, Bermuda, some B-place. Okay, let's head sail.
Oh, no. How did he get hold of that?
Your mom sure got around.
Look, Mr. Bell, it's coming from that tape deck over there.
I've got to make them stop.
Well, there is a fire axe next to it.
There sure is. Whew. Thank you.
My pleasure.
According to the itinerary I have, the first official thing we need to do is all gather in the dining area. So come on, everybody, let's go into the dining area. The dining area should be somewhere in this direction.
Are you sure about that?
Okay, here's a sign that says, does anybody read Russian?
Yet.
What's that awful smell?
Ooh.
Ew.
Oh, dear
that
God.
That could be toxic.
We're all gonna die.
What could that be?
That's the smell of a lawsuit.
Stop salivating, Perry. It's in here. Oh, we've found the dining area. Come on in, everybody.
Oh, here come the rest of the passengers. Hello, everybody. I'm your Captain Feeder Fichpuzz. My bathroom scale never works, so they call me Wrong Way. Because this is a romantic voyage, we have special plans for everybody. We're going to pair you off with celebrities. Okay, Mimsy, do your stuff.
Love, you know, it's exciting and new. Come aboard. We've been expecting you. And we have lots of entertainment here. There will be wonderful things to do on board.
If you like that sort of thing, what's the point? It's all so shallow. You're still going to have to go home and face bills and change the kitty litter box.
For the next few days, there was a whirlwind of activity aboard the ship. Dates were set up, games were played, relationships were made.
So my agent said, you're not just a washed-up ex-child star. You got talent, kid. And that's why I'm doing those TV infomercials about that loan company.
Waiter? Oh, waiter.
Oui, madame.
Could I have a spear gun, please?
Okay, Mimsy, how do we play this game?
We put a lot of bowling balls all over the deck.
Bowling?
And you get to jump over them as they come rolling your way. It's great fun to watch people fall.
That is, if you don't break a bone, it doesn't heal, right? There's no such thing as luck or fate. Life's a crapshoot, that's all it is.
Did you call for maintenance, sir?
There's no internet connection whatsoever on this tub.
Yes, sir.
I packed all my tech equipment for nothing.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yes, sir.
I've got to tweet.
Yes, sir.
Tweet!
Tweet, sir.
Tweet, 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 tweet!
Geeks. You got really pretty hair. Has anyone ever told you got pretty hair? Can I touch your hair? I'll give you a dollar.
Excuse Excuse me, waiter. Oh, waiter.
Oui, madame.
Do you have automatic weapons on board?
Hello, everybody. This is Mr. Wizard down in the boiler rooms of this magnificent ship. And I have here one of the master mechanics who works this boiler room.
Hello.
Sir, what does this valve here do?
That's the steam valve. If you turn that, it releases excess steam.
Really?
Yeah. So whatever you do, don't do what you're doing now.
Where does this excess steam go?
I don't know.
Oh, my dear, I hope this is the beginning of a wonderful relationship. I'm feeling very hot. Underneath my chair is getting hot for some reason.
See, you look like you need a lion.
The entire voyage was relatively uneventful until the fifth day.
Push the button for duty on. Attention all passengers. This is your captain speaking. Hey, I hope everybody's having a wonderful time. Do I know where we are?
Arnie, did you hear that?
Yeah, I think it was a sea shark.
No, the announcement. I think we're off course.
Have we been taken off course? That sounds like a lawsuit.
Perry, I'm sure everything is under control.
Mister, every word you say just adds another $1 million to my punitive damages claim.
Here, Mr. Bell, let me take a look at my navigationator and find out exactly where we are.
The what?
The navigationator.
What does it do?
It tells you where you are.
A GPS device?
Yes, it's a GPS device. Let me turn it on here.
Okay, turn it on.
She's acting weird, Mr. Bell.
That can't be good.
Oh, my gosh. There can only be one reason.
Why?
We must be in the Bahamas Parallelogram.
Is that anything like the Bermuda Triangle?
Oh, yeah, except it's near the Bahamas. It's got four sides, and the sides are parallel.
Okay,
you should really bone up on your geometry, Mr. Bell.
But what does this mean for us?
Ships have disappeared in this area.
Get your life preservers here. You can't survive the disaster unless you have your life preservers.
Well, Arnie, what should we do?
Why don't we buy one of those life preservers?
I mean, besides that.
Oh, I wouldn't really worry about it, Mr. Bell. I think it's all just a myth.
A what?
A myth.
What?
A made-up story.
Oh, okay.
I mean, what do you think? We're going to get, like, attacked by pirates or something?
We're being attacked by pirates.
Oh, dear God. Now there's pirates attacking, of course. It makes perfect sense. We're at a rust bucket. We're in the middle of nowhere. The thing is, like, listing to one side. And on top of that, I have crazy, creepy men hitting on me. And now there's pirates. Hey, you! Yes, you! You with the earring and the eye patch? I want to be taken prisoner. Please, rescue me!
Wow, all these cool sound effects say they're really unloading on us, Mr. Bell.
What do we do? What do we do? What do we do?
It would be good if we could fight back, but you don't have anything to fight back with.
Automatic weapons. You can't fight off the pirates without the weapons. Just get them.
All right, everybody. Ready? Open fire! At the pirates! At the pirates! Down there! Haven't you people ever watched movies? Point the point with a hole in it at the pirates down there. You people couldn't hit the side of a barn.
Bullseye!
Where did that floating barn come from? Okay, now try to hit the pirates. Maybe there's a better way. Here comes Walt Snyder, my computer genius. Walt, what have you got?
Look at these. Do you know what these are?
Hopefully our salvation.
Postcards.
Postcards.
Postcards!
Uh-huh.
They're like tweets, only you write stuff on them.
Walt, by hand.
With a pen. I might as well take a quill and an ink pot and use them.
We have pirates
and
here.
And then after that, you know what you do?
What?
You mail them. Not email. No. You drop them in a mailbox. And then they're taken out by postal service employees. Physically.
Look, Walt, we got a problem.
Do you see what you've reduced me to?
Walt.
I'm going to pull out all my hair.
Okay, Walt's gone bye-bye. Everybody, let's see what we can do here.
Wait a minute. What's that sound?
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's a lawsuit.
It's a helicopter.
We're saved! It's circling around. It's landing on the deck. The door is opening and a lady is getting out with a TV cameraman. She's got a microphone.
This is Scoop Cooper, your primetime global network news anchor person. We're on board a cruise ship that is hopelessly lost in the Bahama Parallelogram. At this moment, a vicious band of pirates are descending on the ship, cannons blazing. Hundreds of lives hang in the balance. We'll cover this breaking story as long as it plays out. This is Scoop Cooper reporting.
Scoop, is that you?
Oh, Mr. Field!
Yeah, that's you.
Oh, it's so good to see you again.
Yeah.
But what are you doing here? There are pirates all over the place.
Yeah.
Look out, you're going to get hit with a cannonball.
Oh, boy, thanks for the warning. Listen, while you're here, can you, like, rescue some of us in your helicopter here?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Huh?
There's no room.
What do you mean? This helicopter is huge.
So is my entourage. You wouldn't want me to leave my hairdresser, my masseuse, or my wardrobe designer behind now, would you?
Well, actually...
You're making me feel bad.
Oh, sorry. That's the last thing I'd want to do.
Oh, hold it. Just a minute. Excuse me. Mr. Beale, I'm sorry. I just got word from our head office. We have to leave this story and head to Kansas.
Kansas?
There's a report of a vampire.
No, you can't leave us. I mean, look, we got pirates in the high seas.
Well, that's the way it goes. Pirates are out, vampires are in.
Oh.
Sorry, Mr. Beale.
Well, maybe you could just, like, report our coordinates or something.
Get ready to take off.
So that maybe someone else could, come and rescue
Call
us.
Call me when you have a vampire for me to interview.
No, wait, I...
Gee, Mr. Beale, good luck with the pirates.
Yeah, thanks.
Let's go, Captain.
Well... How do you like that?
Yeah.
We're going to be on TV!
Mr. Bill, the pirate ship is pulling up closer. What should we do?
I'm open to suggestion.
Hello up there. You want us to surrender?
We surrender!
And apparently you folks are open to suggestion, too.
Send someone down to parlay.
Okay, we need to elect a representative in a democratic fashion. Now I suggest...
Welcome aboard my ship, Mr. Bell. My name is Cedric. I'm the leader of these pirates.
Leader of what?
Pirates.
Pirates?
P-I-R-A-T-E-S, pirates.
That's pirates.
Pirates, you say?
Yes, pirates.
Pirates. Well, you know.
Do you not know what you're called?
Oh, yes, we've done a lot of raiding. Lots of pirate stories have come our way.
Uh-huh.
But only one of us can raid.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes he doesn't pronounce things very well.
I see.
Well, anyway, let's get back to the hostage negotiations, because you're in the ends of us awful buccaneers.
What's that?
Buccaneers.
Buccaneers?
B-U-C-C.
Oh, that's buccaneers.
Seriously?
Oh, that's what it's called.
That's amazing. Anyway, we're these, what do you call them?
Buccaneers.
Buccaneers,
yeah.
Right, me lads?
Air!
What?
That's R.
R?
Well, not really R, more like R.
R? Oh, does it make sense?
Well, now that you mention it, it doesn't, but that's the traditional pronunciation.
Really? Well, shivery me timbres. What?
Nothing. Let's just get on with the negotiations.
Right. To release your ship and all the hostages on board, we need 10,000 double-ons.
What?
Double-ons?
Doubloons.
Doubloons. Balloons?
Yes, balloons. Pirates traditionally trade hostages for balloons.
You put me on again?
No. Pirates love to be very festive with, balloons and streamers and horns.
We've been misled here. Bring in our raider, Pig Leg Pete.
Pig Leg?
Oh, don't tell me that's wrong, too.
Will ye call me Captain? Quiet, Gretchen.
No, that's one you got exactly right.
So, how about our ransom, eh? 10,000 doubloons, or there'll be trouble.
Well, you drive a hard bargain, but that's it. We'll give you balloons. Just send some men over to get them.
Me, here it is.
We've won our first negotiation. No, no, no. That's better.
And so the pirates got the balloons.
We should really reconsider this whole pirati thing.
Q.
R.
R. The ship got back on course.
Oh, same lanyard. Starboard port way to go that way.
And everybody had a wonderful celebration.
Excuse me. Oh, my. Boy, that was a good drink.
And everyone enjoyed the entertainment late into the night. You have been listening to episode
93
of Bells in the Bat Free. All contents are copyright 2009 by John Bell. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time.
Hello, I'm John Bell of Bells in the Bat Free. It's a comedy podcast. Fridays and every other Sunday. Well, anyway, back in episode 5 of Bells in the Bat Free, we introduced the cowlets, tiny little cows.
Where did all these cats come from?
They're not cats, they're cows, and they're heading toward the water cooler. Stop it before...
Now you can display your love of these tiny cows with genuine cowlet t-shirts.
You know what's really fun to do with these shirts? Get a whole bunch of people to buy them. Then you all gather together and run down the street. People will see these cowlets coming toward them and think it's a stampede.
You think that would really work, Brad?
Shh, I'm pushing for bulk sales here.
You can also get cowlet mugs, clocks, and other items. Just go to thebatfree.com and click on shop.
This is a limited time offer.
No, it's not.
You just do not understand advertising, do you?
Get your merchandise today with the official cowlet design created by Jeff Music.
Buying lots of them would bring music to my ears.
Oh, stop.